I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 21st. The Quincy City Council will hold a special meeting tonight to change three polling places in the upcoming September 2nd preliminary election. Ward 4, Precincts 3 and 4 at the Quincy Lodge of Elks on Quarry Street will be moving to the lower level of the lodge. And Ward 6, Precinct 5 will be voting at the Nickerson American Legion post rather than at the Squantum School due to the new school construction project. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo says the changes will not impact early voting. Early voting for the September 2nd primary will be held at City Hall, August 23rd through the 28th. August 23rd is also the last day to register to vote for the September 2nd primary. Requests for mail-in ballots must be made to the city clerk's office by August 25th. Now, beginning today, a portion of Huckins Avenue in Squantum will be closed daily from 7 a.m. to about 3 p.m. to allow for construction of the new Squantum School. Project managers say the closure will run through mid-August. The road will be reopened each evening with large steel plates across the openings in the street. Six modular classrooms are being installed to serve as temporary classrooms for students when they return in the fall. Demolition on a portion of the building will begin soon. However, the original 1919 section of the Squantum School will be saved. Construction on the new school is expected to begin in October. The expansion of the South Shore YMCA building in Quincy reached a major milestone recently with a topping-off ceremony held on the new addition. The steel frame of the new addition was completed earlier this month, which was celebrated by YMCA officials and members. Construction on the new 20,000-square-foot addition began back in April. It will feature classrooms and educational spaces on the first floor, and a new gymnastics center on the second floor. A dedicated space for teens will also be part of the expansion. The Y has raised over $12 million to put toward the expansion project, which is expected to be completed early next year. Six endangered sea turtles are back in the ocean after being rehabilitated at the New England Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard. Last Thursday, aquarium staff, interns, and volunteers released the turtles into the water at West Dennis Beach on Cape Cod. Four Kemp's Ridley and two loggerhead sea turtles were treated for hypothermia, malnutrition, and other ailments after becoming cold stunned and rescued from Cape Cod beaches last fall and winter. Every year, volunteers and staff with the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary rescue stranded turtles in the fall and winter from beaches along the Cape and then bring them to the Quincy facility for treatment. This year, the hospital has treated 518 turtles. 12 are still being treated at the center and may be released later this summer. Well, it was a wild scene along Hancock Street in Quincy this past Friday morning. Police say that a driver crossed onto the wrong side of Hancock Street at Billings Road in North Quincy and then was involved in a rollover crash at Gilmore Street, then fled on foot. This happened about 8:30 Friday morning when police say a 33-year-old Norwood man crashed his vehicle into three cars parked along Hancock Street, rolled over, and then ran away. Police caught up to the suspect near Butler Road, where he was arrested and charged with multiple motor vehicle violations and drug possession. Suspect was hospitalized for minor injuries and will face arraignment in Quincy District Court. Nobody else was hurt. A man now facing several charges in connection to that deadly shooting that occurred outside of a BJ store in Dedham last month. The Norfolk County DA's office says 23-year-old Francie Villar from Dorchester is expected to be arraigned today in Dedham District Court on charges related to the ongoing investigation into the shooting death of 20-year-old Jelani Cole. Cole and another 20-year-old were both shot in the BJ's parking lot on Route 1 at about 1:30 a.m. on June 25th. The other victim, whose name has not been released, was expected to survive after undergoing some surgery. Villar is charged with armed assault with intent to murder and other firearms and drug offenses. Further information was not available, including what led police to arrest Villar. The DA previously confirmed there was a vehicle meetup at the time of the shooting. More details are expected during today's arraignment. More details have been revealed about the Steward Healthcare bankruptcy case. The former owner of 8 Massachusetts hospitals said that its founder and former chief executive, Ralph DeLaTorre, defrauded the company out of more than $250 million. A filing in the Steward case claims DeLaTorre and 3 others swindled $262 million. In a statement, DeLaTorre denies the allegations and said he'll vigorously defend himself. 5 hospitals were sold and 2 were closed last year. One is now under state operation. Texas-based Steward, which operates about 30 hospitals nationwide, filed for bankruptcy in May of 2024. A Boston home built by founding father John Hancock is now on the market. The house, known as the Ebenezer Hancock House, is located at 10 Marshall Street. It was built back in 1767 by Hancock, a signer of the Declaration of Independence and the first governor of Massachusetts. It's the only house from that era that still remains standing in downtown Boston. The Georgian-style home still has its original hearth and some original beams along the ceiling. It also has plenty of natural light, as it was designed for a time before artificial lighting was invented. The listing price for the landmark has been assessed at $1.65 million. According to real estate broker David Killen, it's the last known property associated with Hancock in Boston. This is the first time in generations the Ebenezer Hancock House has been listed for sale. Born in 1737, Hancock worked as a merchant and was the president of the Continental Congress when the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. He was the first governor of Massachusetts, serving from 1780 to 1785, and then again from 1787 to 1793. He died in 1793 and is buried at the Granary Burial Ground in downtown Boston. Check business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 142 points. The NASDAQ rose 10. The S&P fell just a fraction. Asian stocks are mixed, and U.S. futures edged higher after U.S. stocks logged their third straight winning week last week. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil $66 a barrel. Sports, the Red Sox avoid being swept by the Cubs, beating them 6-1. They're in Philly against the Phillies tonight at 6:45. The National Weather Service forecast for today: sunny and pleasant, a high of 78 degrees. Clear tonight and a low 62. Tomorrow mainly sunny, high of 77. Partly sunny on Wednesday, the high of 83, and hazy and humid on Thursday with a high near 90. For the boater, waves 2 feet, northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 8:47 a.m. Sunrise 5:26, sets at 8:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 21st.